Hi again, folks, and welcome back to NTI's Japan Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Ziv Nakajima again. Thanks so much for joining us today. We've got another property tour clip for you today, or rather a few clips that we've put together. But just before we dive into those, wanted to let you know that we're going to be holding our very first online webinar sometime in the next couple of months. Date and time are not fixed yet, nor are the topics we're going to be discussing, but it's free, of course, and you're welcome to join. We're going to be recording and posting it online this time as well, of course, so don't feel under any pressure to attend in person. If you do want to join us live, though, it should be good fun, and we're also going to have a Q&A segment in the second half of the webinar, so you can ask us questions via chat live about everything that we're covering or any other topic you want to know more about, and we'll get into those as well. And we're definitely going to be doing some live reviews of deal analysis spreadsheets, look at some photos of properties and so forth. So if you can tune in online, that's best. But if you happen to be traveling at the time, we're also going to have phone dial-in audio options for you. There's going to be a link in this episode's show notes to a short survey that you can fill in. Should only take a few minutes just to let us know which time zone you're in and what are the most convenient days and times for you in case you do want to join us live. And also which topics you'd like us to discuss. So the survey also has a section in it for you to send us your questions ahead of the actual webinar, and we'll try to answer all of those during the broadcast as well. So feel free to click on that survey link and let us know. It'll be in the show notes. If you do plan to join us for the live broadcast, just make sure to put in your email address in there as well, and we'll be able to send you a notice on the day and time, as well as the link to join. Okay, so for today's episode, as mentioned, these are some video clips from a couple of property tours that we've had recently. The first three clips are from a single unit or condo tour that we've taken a US-based client on. So your typical Japanese cash cows, smaller, older units, mainly singles or couple-sized at most, high rental yields, low purchase prices. And we've also gotten including a look at the interior of one of these vacant units. And the second series of clips are from another tour that we've done with a Hong Kong family client, father and son team. You might remember them from a previous property tour episode that they were featured on when we took them to have a look at a new residential construction that was in Fukuoka City. So this time they asked us to visit some vacant land plots that are available for sale. Now, with vacant lots, while sellers would normally either be flipping them for a profit or waiting until they raise enough capital to develop them, and our seller and buyer clients are no different. So while the sellers are looking for a buyer or for their construction project to start, they normally utilize the property as a parking lot to at least cover their annual property tax bills, so land banking, and hopefully make at least a few dollars beyond that as well during the holding period. So the second half of today's episode will also enable you to get a closer look at parking lots, which we've spoken about here in the past when we interviewed Akira Katsuno, the asset manager. And we'll link to that episode in the show notes as well. So parking spots can be leased out by the month or by the day or half day or on an hourly basis. Generally speaking, unless you've managed to get your hands on an exceptional bargain, monthly parking tends to generate about 1% net yield. Daily or half daily parking, maybe 2 or 3%. And hourly parking tops would be about 4 or 5% if you're very lucky. So nothing huge, but close to zero maintenance, no surprises or unexpected expenses, or close to none of those. And really ideal for land banking again, or any other strategy that involves keeping the land parcel vacant otherwise for any extended period of time. Now with hourly parking, you also need to pour some asphalt or concrete and install a boom gate or individual car park flaps. And that costs a fair bit to then demolish and dispose of if and when you sell or want to build anything else on the land, which is probably why you'll notice that only a few of these land parcels are being utilized for this purpose. Most of them are leasing out by the day or half day and also offer some monthly parking options. And that's for nearby residents who might not have in-house parking. So really good to have a look at that as well. As usually with the property tour episodes, I do narrate as we go through the properties, so you can definitely keep listening to the podcast if you wish. But if you do have the option, it's always a better idea to also take a look at the properties themselves. So we'll link to the YouTube video version of this episode in the show notes as well. That video is also subtitled, so you can watch it even if you can't turn the volume up for any reason. It's got subtitles for you to look at everything that we're doing there. So here it is, condo units and land / parking lot property tour compilation. Enjoy.
So first one of the day is near Yakuin Station, fairly central, 8 minutes walk to the nearest station, which is a nice shopping, dining area of the city. Building 1980, so a little bit older, 1 year prior to the latest earthquake resistance standards, which were introduced in 1981. But looking at the exterior, it looks like it's been pretty well maintained. They got a fresh coat of paint, not too old. This unit is rather large on the fourth floor. No elevator, I'm assuming, but we'll find out in a minute. 37 square, two bedroom plus dining kitchen. So this one is...
This one's
4.2 million yen. Currently vacant. Gonna change the aircon and the wallpapers. This is a one room. 17 meters. About 17 square. 16.5 meters. You're gonna change the hot plate cooker as well. And we can probably expect the curtain as well.
ここは賃貸いくらですか？ぐらい。
わからないんですよ。
わからない。多分3万、3万5千ぐらい。Quite convenient direct bus to Hakata Station, the city's main transportation hub. Takes only 10 minutes and the bus stops just outside. A bit of a walk to the station, but you wouldn't use the subway from here. Third property of the day. This one was built in 1990. So a bit younger than what we've seen so far. 4.9 purchase price. Currently yielding over 13% because it's being leased out by the week. Which gives us a good idea that that's doable. So we can take on short-term rentals as well if we purchase this one. 17 square studio. Building, again, 1990. Looks to be in pretty good shape. Nankai desu ka? Second floor unit. So, lift or not, should be accessible. We're looking at parking lots today. The first one, Nishijin. Not super central, but quite a popular high-rising, semi-central suburb of the city, close to university campus. This one's about 200 square meters. And the price is approximately 99.5 million yen. So just under 850,000 US dollars. Looks like the owner has already put a charging system in place, and he is using the place as a parking lot, but it doesn't actually seem like he's got any way to enforce that aside from security cameras. So there's no flaps or boom gate or anything, so that can definitely be improved on for a relatively low price. So second land parcel of the day. This one's far more central, right next to the city's main green line, Gohori Park. And this area is very popular with lawyers, accountants, offices, that sort of thing. 100 square meters, about 130 million yen, so just over a million US. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 cars can park here. This guy is charging 800 yen per 12 hours. Again, he hasn't installed any boom gate, any flaps, it's not hourly parking. But he charges by half days, and the price is higher than what it was over there for a 24-hour parking. It was 600 here, 12 hours, 800 here. Biggest lot of the day, this one is 700 square meters. cost is approximately 770 million Japanese yen. So that's about $7 million. He's got 29 or 30 spots. And again, just renting them out by the day. So 24 hours, 1,000 yen. That's cheaper than the last place we saw, but more expensive than the first place we saw. And that kind of reflects the location as well. So it's not as central as that small 100 square meter lot that we saw, but it's a bit more central than the other one, which was kind of near the beach. This one is the cheapest land plot we've seen today. Nothing, not being used for anything at the moment. Just fenced off, roped off. 161 square meters, 48 million yen, so about $420,000. The area is very residential, semi-central, quite suburban, but just suburban in the sense of it's a quite a long walk. There's no station nearby, so this is definitely an area where people live with cars, so they definitely would require parking around here. Cheapest property of the day. You probably wouldn't do anything too exciting with this land plot aside from a standard residential leases or a parking lot, but no short-term stays, Airbnb, anything of that sort. Would not be popular and not be welcomed by neighbors around here.
This is 237 square.
And just only six car parks. They can do much more.
Yeah, because you cannot go. Okay, how? Yeah, Benz
tomarenai ne. Okay. And how much is that? Nedan wa?
Nedan wa gomen, 172.5 million.
Okay. The 230 square location, super central. Very popular area for both residential and commercial. Plenty of car parks in the area, which implies very high demand as well. This one's just being used on a daily basis, so one day 700 yen. Could definitely be improved with coin parking, as we've seen so far today as well.
Okay, so there you have it. Two very different types of property tours for two different types of clients. Also, I made a bit of a mistake there when I was narrating. The third land parcel that we were looking at, the larger, more expensive one, that's 700 square meters, I've mentioned that it's only being used for daily parking, but that was a mistake. So you can see from the sign that I videoed without even looking at it there that it's also being used for hourly parking. So it really helps to further maximize profits as discussed. So again, generally speaking, most you'll be able to get out of parking lot arrangements is usually going to be 3-5%. And even that can only be achieved via hourly parking. So not daily, half daily, definitely not monthly. And again, generally speaking, you're probably only going to be doing this if you've got something better to do with the land down the track, meaning you're going to be flipping or selling it, or you're planning to build something else on it, and you're just waiting to build up the capital. Otherwise, if you really want to maximize profit from your land via parking, you'll need to make sure it's very central and in very high demand, and then build a small parking structure on it. So just a 2-3-4-story type parking structure with ramps, you know, clear entry, exit signs, neatly marked spaces, etc. Boom gate at the entrance and exit. And then to reasonably fill that up with cars, you'll want a very central location. So right next to a major train station, similar location. Otherwise, the demand for all these extra car park spaces that you have just may not be there. And also bear in mind, again, that the more you build on that land parcel, the more you'll then need to pay for demolition and removal if and when you will want to reutilize the land for any purpose. So that's really only a medium to long-term strategy. Otherwise, if you're just waiting for the next thing to do with that plot of land sort of thing, daily or hourly parking, minimum construction and maintenance, that's probably the way to go, just to pay the bills. So that's it from us for today, folks. Hope you've enjoyed this episode or video if you're watching the video. And again, if you'd like to join our webinar or even just submit any questions or topics that you'd like us to cover in it, feel free to fill in the webinar survey in this episode's show notes. just to give us a better idea of your availability and your interests. As usual, we'd really appreciate it if you could take a short moment of your time and leave us a rating or review in the iTunes store. 1 star for bad, 5 stars for good. Just let us know what you think. Even just leave us a comment wherever you might have found this episode. And of course, feel free to share it with your networks. Might be a few people in it who may also benefit from this content. Hope to have you with us again next time. Do subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done so already. And until then, from all of us here at NTI, we wish you, as always, a happy and successful property hunt.